Welcome to Life Recovery Bible with Laura on the City of Angels Radio. Let's start with a few deep breaths. And if you have your Life Recovery Bibles, let's turn to page 1672 and pray the long form of the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as Christ did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. So then let's turn to the front of our Life Recovery Bibles, to page A9. And these are the 12 steps in the corresponding scriptures. Step 1. We admitted that we were powerless over our problems, that our lives had become unmanageable. I know that nothing good lives in me. I want to do what's right, but I can't. Romans 7:18. Step 2. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Philippians. Step 3. We made a decision to turn our wills and our lives over to the care of God. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. Romans 12. Step 4. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Lamentations 3. Step 5. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5. Step 6. We were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Humble yourselves before the Lord and He will lift you up in honor. James 4. Step 7. We humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. If we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. 1 John. Step 8. We made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. Luke 6. Step 9. We may direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. If you're presenting a sacrifice at the altar and someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. Matthew 5. Step 10. We continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. If you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. 1 Corinthians. Step 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Colossians 4. Step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Galatians 6. Now let's turn to the 12 gifts of life recovery on page A14. Hope. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Romans 5. Power. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1. Character. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Galatians 5. Clarity. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. 1 Corinthians 13. Security. Fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. Proverbs 19. If God is for us, who can even be against us? Since He did not even spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Romans 8:31. Abundance. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Wisdom. Fear of the Lord is a foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Proverbs 9. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. James 1. Self-control. But if you are not controlled by your sinful nature, you are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. Romans 8. But the Holy Spirit produces self-control. Galatians 5. Freedom. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Galatians 5:1. Happiness. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. Psalm 119. The hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectations of the wicked come to nothing. Proverbs 10. Serenity. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Romans 8. Peace. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. John 14. So let's turn to Psalm 119. Psalm's kind of in the middle of your book. And Psalm 19 is really long, so we're not going to do the whole psalm. It begins on page 763 in your Life Recovery Bible. This is the Wisdom Psalm. Joyful are people of integrity, who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey His laws and search for Him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in His paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you for living. I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulations you've given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees, and I will not forget your word. The footnote for what I just read is at the bottom of page 763. Obedience to God's word produces wholeness. It seems only logical that we should do all we can to follow it. This is a significant part of seeking God's will for us. In the Bible, God has left clear guidelines for how He expects us to live. He has also promised that He will help us to carry out His will if we only ask Him. Studying and applying God's word should become a joyful experience that will implant God's truth firmly in our mind and in our heart. Back to the third stanza, which is on page 764, and it begins at 17. And again, we're at Psalm 119, verse 17. Be good to your servant, that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions. I am only a foreigner in the land. Don't hide your commands from me. I am always overwhelmed with a desire for your regulations. You rebuke the arrogant. Those who wander from your commands are cursed. Don't let them scorn and insult me, for I have obeyed your laws. Even princes sit and speak against me, but I will meditate on your decrees. Your laws please me. They give me wise advice. And the footnote for the stanza that I just read is on the bottom of page 764. With God's guidance, we can learn truths from His Word that will lead us safely through the uncharted territories of life. Because God rebukes those who do not follow His teaching, we need to seek His forgiveness for those times we have strayed from His commands. We must not let our problems inhibit our study of God's Word. Without God's wisdom and guidance, we lack the insight we need to experience a successful recovery. So I'd like to stop there, and then I would like to reread the first stanza on page 763 of Psalm 119. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey His laws and search for Him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in His paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me. And if you flip over to page 765, step 11, talks about what we just read, Psalm 119, verses 1 through 11. And we know step 11 is we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of that of His will for us and the power to carry that out. The secrets we hide have enormous power in our life. How many of our addictive compulsive behaviors have been hidden or covered up? When we took the step and admitted the exact nature of our addiction to another person, we were probably amazed at the way the addiction lost its power as it was exposed. The power of hidden behaviors and secrets can work for us as well as against us. The psalmist wrote this prayer to God, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." If we hide God's word in our heart by memorizing and meditating on it, we will find new power to keep our mind and heart clean. The power of secrets will also work to our advantage in our prayer life. Jesus taught us that when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When we begin to spend time shut away with God in prayer and meditation, we'll find that power working for us. Give me the instructions. Write them on my heart, Lord.
Say what you want me to say. Do what you want me to do. Be what you want me to be. I'm all for you. Hear what you want me to hear. Feel what you want me to feel. See what you want me to